Venerable Geshe-la explains what it means to be like a real human being, and see if you can find yourself or not in this paragraph. If we do not have this wish, so this is the wish renunciation to liberate ourselves from the sufferings of countless future lives, we will waste our precious human life for the freedom and happiness of this life alone. So if we don't have renunciation, this is why it's so kind. We need to yearn for this mind spontaneously. Then we'll always be joyful, always positive. That's the gift of the mind of renunciation. If we don't have this wish to free ourselves from the sufferings of countless future lives, Geshe-la says we will waste our life. We'll waste our life on the happiness of this life alone. This would be foolish because our intentions and actions would be no different from the intention and actions of animals. So that's what an animal does. An animal uses their life for the happiness of that life alone, day by day by day, and freedom from suffering, day by day by day. That's an animal's mind, using our life for the aims of this life alone. It's not spiritual life. This would be foolish because our intention and actions would be no different from the intention and actions of animals who are concerned for this life alone. So that's the criteria, the characteristic of an animal's mind is concern for this life alone. We're human beings. We can do so much better than that. We can improve our intention beyond the concerns of this life alone. So then, Geshe-la quotes Milarepa speaking to the hunter, Gompo Dorje. And he says to him, Milarepa says to Gompo Dorje, the hunter, he said, you have a human body, but the mind of an animal, meaning his intention is for the happiness of this life alone. And he says, oh, you, he's speaking to him, you, a human being who possess an animal's mind, please, listen to my song, which is spiritual advice. Listen to this advice, Milarepa requested him. So this isn't about Gompo Dorje. This is about us. Could Milarepa be saying the same thing to us? You, a human being with an animal's mind. So please remember, the animal's mind is concerned for this life alone. You, a human being with an animal's mind, please listen to my song. So we need to think beyond the end of this life. That's what Buddha's encouraging us to do. Look what's coming. Don't hide your head in the sand. Look what's coming. You know, when I think about this, it reminds me of something like the tsunami in Thailand some Christmases ago, when 300,000 people lost their lives in a few minutes because this huge tsunami was coming and they didn't know. No one knew. So they were all playing on the beaches, going about their normal life. And then disaster. So Buddha is appearing in our life to tell us about what we cannot see directly, but we can use our inference and our wisdom to understand is coming. Future lives are coming. They appear through the power of delusion. Their nature is suffering. Buddha's saying, protect yourself. Protect yourself. Escape now while you have the opportunity. So this is the precious mind of renunciation. So we need to ask ourselves, am I like Gompo Dorje? Have I a human body, but I've still got the intentions of an animal, just looking for pleasure, happiness today, looking for freedom from pain today? Because that's an animal's intention. So Buddha's encouraging us, listen, listen to wisdom guidance to make your life truly happy, meaningful, spiritual life. So normally we believe, so Geshe-la now gives us the answer, if we're checking, am I like Gompo Dorje? Am I, because it's quite insulting, isn't it, when you think about it. You know, you imagine Milarepa says to you, you, a human being with an animal's mind, and you're like, hey, who's saying I've got an animal's mind? So we need to check, are we focused on the things of this life? Is that what motivates us during the day? So Geshe-la then explains in more detail. Normally, we believe that solving the suffering and problems of our present life is most important, and we dedicate our whole life to this aim. So again, you can check. Normally, we believe the problems and suffering of this life are most important. And we dedicate the whole of our life to this aim. And then Geshe-la says, but why? The problems and suffering of this life can end in an instant. We choke on some food and die. We get a drop of moisture in our lungs, or a virus, as we know, and die. All the problems and suffering of this life cease in an instant. But the sufferings of countless future lives, their duration is so long, never ending. So which is more important? So we use our wisdom.